This is Fresh Air. Our rock historian Ed Ward has a profile of the Stooges, a Detroit band that played punk music long before anyone was calling it punk. Their lead singer, who called himself Iggy Pop, wrote songs that were later recorded by David Bowie and others. Ed says Iggy Pop doesn't like it, but he's sometimes called the godfather of punk.
'87 is not only the 30th anniversary of the year rock and roll took over the charts and the 20th anniversary of the Summer of Love, it's also the 10th anniversary of punk rock, if you think punk started in England with the Sex Pistols. But for a lot of us, punk started in 1969 with the Stooges in Detroit singing songs like No Fun.
No fun, my babe, no fun. No fun to hang around, feeling that same old way. No fun to hang around, freak out for another day.
Detroit in the late 60s was a mess. Racial tension and heroin addiction were at an all-time high, and the city had the dubious distinction of having the highest murder rate in the country. Over in Ann Arbor, the White Panther Party was espousing a curious blend of culture and politics that, unlike hippie philosophy, didn't draw the line at violence. The Vietnam War was pumping plenty of money into Detroit's automobile industry, and bored teenagers cruised Woodward Avenue, radios tuned to rock and roll. The Detroit music scene was really something, too. Kids there liked it loud and nasty, and got it, from the likes of The Up, the Amboy Dukes with lead guitarist Ted Nugent, SRC, the Bob Seger System, the MC5, who were the White Panthers' house band, and, perhaps the nastiest of all, the Stooges.
But can I come over tonight? Or can I come over tonight? Well, do you think I wanna do that's right? Can I come over tonight? I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time.
That was Real Cool Time. The Stooges were different. Whereas other bands tried for flash and virtuosity, the Stooges could hardly play, and they dressed in black leather jackets and jeans. Other bands might write lyrics extolling cosmic brotherhood or revolution, but the Stooges wrote about boredom and how things never changed. Lots of people hated them, but Danny Fields, who hung around with Andy Warhol's crowd and worked at Elektra Records, saw a kind of minimalist genius at work and signed them. The cover of their first album shows four very vacant-looking young men staring out at you. It was enough to inspire instant hatred. My copy was defaced by the Elektra promo man who gave it to me. But that was nothing next to what was in the grooves. Songs like I Wanna Be Your Dog caused outrage across the nation, but the real shock was yet to come. The Stooges toured. Iggy Pop, their lead singer, writhed and smashed the microphone on his head, threw himself into the audience, and occasionally smeared raw meat or peanut butter onto his chest. To an audience deep into Lord of the Rings or Give Peace a Chance, it was way too much. The band splintered in the mid-70s under the pressure of drugs and the extreme way they lived. In 1976, the Sex Pistols started putting out records, the second of which, Pretty Vacant, had a 7-minute version of the Stooges' No Fun on the other side. Today, the Stooges' music is still pretty extreme, but if you believe, as I do, that rock and roll should never get too safe, then you probably haul out your copy of their first album from time to time to relive the good old days of punk.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.